Where is everybody? Don't Julia and Suzanne leave for Japan this morning?
Yes, they do, but Julia's not down yet, and Suzanne's on her way over. Hey, what's this I heard Julia say about Suzanne buying a Japanese car?
You know, Perky, Suzanne and Julia's mother's been seeing some Japanese gentleman who's the vice president of a car company. He's going to give it to her below cost. All she has to do is go over there and take possession, and then they ship it to her.
Well, I can't believe she's getting a discount. I thought the yen was stronger than the dollar.
Well, I guess not if you're dating somebody.
Did you see this? A guy in Florida is offering reincarnation insurance. Pay $9.95, and then when you come back in the next life, you get $10 million. Come back as a plant or an animal, you get $20 million. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, what if I came back as a rhododendron? What the heck am I going to do with $20 million? Buy Miracle Girl for all my friends?
Charlene.
What?
Don't you have to get on down to the DMV?
Oh, gosh, you're right. Thanks. Okay, I'll be back in 20 minutes. I promise. Hi, Suzanne here yet?
Not yet. You need some help with your luggage?
No, thank you. This is all I'm taking. We're only going for 4 days. It doesn't make sense to take a lot of clothes.
Well, you know, you all ought to stay longer than 4 days. You never get to see your mother.
I know, but it wouldn't make any difference if we could stay. Mother has to leave for Paris on Friday. One of her closest friends is very ill, and she's promised she'd be there. Anyway, here's the number of Mother's apartment in case of an emergency.
Can you believe all this stuff? I didn't even have what I wanted to take. How am I ever going to get around with all this? I'm just going to have to get me some of those little wheels.
Suzanne, I'm not spending 4 hours at the baggage check. You are taking only what you can carry on.
Gee, this is what I can carry on. Otherwise, I wouldn't be carrying it. Can I tell you something else? I'm not eating octopus, walking around in my stocking feet, or taking a bath with my neighbors, no matter what those little people say.
Yes, well, it's always stimulating to travel with the international voice of racism.
First class is full up. We're back here traveling in coach. Might as well be on the subway.
Suzanne, we're gonna be with these people for the next 17 hours. Let's not offend everybody on board before we leave the runway, okay?
Julia, I am not offending anyone. We're the only ones here who understand English.
Suzanne, you just hit that poor man on the head.
Him? Oh, for heaven's sakes, Julia, he's sound asleep.
Here's a seat. Let's just find our seats.
Well, where are they?
I don't know. If history teaches anything, mine will be next to a baby who smokes.
Here they are. Dibs on this seat.
Suzanne, I am not getting up every 10 minutes while you go to the bathroom and catch up on your mirror time. You should sit here. I should sit in the middle.
It's too late, Jay. I called dibs. Didn't I? Oh, you don't understand. They probably don't have dibs in your country. I just hate traveling to underdeveloped lands. And by the way, just what is he doing sitting by the window? Everybody knows I always have to sit by the window. He's sitting in my seat. Excuse me! Excuse me! Julia, give me that phrase book to tell you how to say you just get your little butt out of my window seat right this minute.
Suzanne, it's a book for diplomats. It will only tell you how to politely suggest that he withdraw from his seat over a period of the next several years.
Seat! Me! Mine!
Oh, very smooth.
See, that's better. Told you, Julia. I can communicate just fine. I'm going to be a goodwill ambassador for our country.
Hi, my name is Cindy. Would you like anything?
Yes, I'd like to renounce my American citizenship.
Still here?
Yeah, I thought as long as I had the time, I'd just itemize these bills. I thought you'd gone home. I'd turn on the TV for company.
So what you watching, the news?
No, it's one of those issues programs, you know, where they discuss something and the audience calls in and votes on it. I mean, can you believe it? Only 45% of the population voted in the last presidential election, and thousands of people will call in and sound off on tube tops, yay or nay.
Well, I'm just going to sort through this junk. You mind if I join you?
No. Hello, Sugar Bakers. Oh, hi, Charlene. No, they've already gone to the airport. How's it going at the DMV?
And most of the people down here are real cranky. You know, they don't know how the department works. They don't know which line goes where, and they just want to get out of here.
Why don't they just ask the employees?
Well, I was talking about the employees. I guess the honor of being a public servant's kind of worn off a little bit. I did meet one interesting fellow, though, in line, you know, waiting to get my license renewed. He was having trouble getting his renewed, you know, because he had a little run-in with the law.
Traffic tickets?
Well, no, he once hijacked a bus.
Can you imagine that?
Hijacking a Greyhound bus? I mean, what do you say? Take this bus to Louisville and step on it and give you 9 days? Oh, I gotta go. He's holding my place in line.
All right, Charlene. Well, it's good to hear from you. If you need us, we'll be right here at Mission Control. All right. Bye-bye.
Excuse me, Cindy, how old is this airplane?
How old?
That's right.
I'm sorry, it's a company policy. We're not allowed to tell the passengers how old the plane is.
Not allowed? Plane age is a major factor in air safety, and we as passengers are not allowed to know?
I'm sorry.
I see. What exactly are we supposed to do? Wait until one of the wings drops off and count the rings?
I'm sorry. I could tell you my age if you'd like.
That's very funny, Cindy. I enjoy airline humor. Thank you for stopping by.
Hurry up. I'm about to do another one.
Mary Jo, you have already called in and voted too many times. The operator's going to know your voice.
No, they won't. Listen. Hello. Is this the number you called to vote on? Were they too hard on Jim Baker? Yes, well, I like to vote no. That's my vote. This is Tammy Faye, and I hope to know.
Well, there it is. No just went up another percentage point.
Yes, I think those last 10 calls of mine really put it over.
What's wrong?
No, I just keep thinking about that movie Airport. It was on cable the other night. I wish I'd never seen it.
You worried about crashing?
No, Suzanne. I'm worried there might be a nun on board with a guitar.
What's wrong with you?
No, I'm just kind of edgy. I guess I'm excited about seeing Mother again, visiting a totally new country. Of course, seeing Japan with Mother will be seeing the real Japan.
Julia. I'm just here to visit Mother and pick up a car. I do not want to have any cultural experiences. As for seeing the real Japan, I've noticed that whenever people start talking about seeing the real anything, what they're talking about basically is hanging around with poor people. Now, I say I don't hang around with poor people at home. Why should I do it on vacation? Look here. He's sitting on my purse strap. Excuse me! Facebook, Julia. Just tell you how to say you're sitting on my purse strap.
Suzanne, it might be a nice gesture if you learned one or two words in Japanese instead of just hollering at these people. Say, gomenasai. That means, excuse me, say, gomenasai.
Go what?
Never mind, I'll say it. Gomenasai. Sutsukesa ga irimasu.
Ma'am, I know I'm on a purse strap. I'm gonna get off ever as soon as I get resituated here. Just for the record, if there's anything else y'all want to do to me, besides moving me, insulting me, or waking me up, just do it all in English, because I'm from Conyers, Georgia. I might look Japanese, but I'm really a bubba, okay?
How many times have we called, Anthony?
About 300 or 400.
I'm having such a good time, it reminds me of snow days. Do you remember snow days? You know, you'd wake up in the morning, there'd be a couple inches of snow on the ground, and while Mama was fixing breakfast, we'd sit around listening to the radios to see which schools were closed and which schools were going to be open. And we'd sit there and just pray and pray. Please, oh, please, oh, please, say Franklin Elementary. And then the radio would say, and Franklin Elementary. And then we would just roll all around the floor in our jammies going, yes, yes, yes.
And then what would you do?
Well, then we'd spend about 45 minutes getting into our snow clothes, and then we'd go outside for about 10 minutes, and it'd be too cold. So then we'd come in and have some hot chocolate and watch TV and make prank phone calls.
Mm-hmm. That sounds just like today.
Yeah, sort of. Anthony, why don't you vote a couple more times? Come on, come on. Then we'll quit. Do that West Indian voice. I just love that.
Okay, well, first turn up the television, make sure we're still on the same topic.
Oh, God.
Well, the tide has really turned. In the last hour, we've gone from 24% saying Jim Baker got a raw deal to nearly 90% saying he got what he deserved. Keep calling in. And remember, each call costs $2.
I told you, we don't have any money, and we don't have any luggage, because we were robbed right here in the Tokyo airport by some ugly American hippies. And on top of that, the heel of my shoe is broken, and I can't walk. We're just waiting for somebody to catch them. No, 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 you don't understand. My mother had to go to Paris because of the death of a friend. We can't get into her apartment because we don't have any identification, and the landlady won't give us a key. Well, you are the American consulate, aren't you? I mean, I thought you were supposed to give us shelter or something. No! I don't want the number of the Holiday Inn. Okay, that's it. I want your name right now. Carl Lanius. Okay, Carl. I just want you to know that when I get back to the United States, I will find you again. And you are going to be punished. You can count on it.
I knew something like this was going to happen. I mean, why do we even try? We never have good vacations. Let's face it, it's just not in the cards for us. I think the next time we get the urge to leave home, we should just get under our beds and stay there till it passes.
I just cannot believe that the police in this airport cannot track down three dirty-looking, long-haired hippies pushing a cart full of luggage at 90 miles an hour. I mean, it's not like they wouldn't stand at it.
Well, at least you have our tickets in your pocket, and you have me to thank for that.
You? Why?
Because you said I was incompetent and might lose mine. That's why you put them in there.
Excuse me. Excuse me. You seem to be Americans. I am an American, too. My name is Julia Sugarbaker. Might we borrow $5 or $10, whatever you could spare?
Hey, heard anything about your luggage or your purses yet?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Listen, I went ahead and bought a couple toothbrushes out of the vending machine over there.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
Well, hey, I have a wife of my own. Boy, I sure would hate for her to be alone and penniless in a strange city.
I'm sorry for all those mean things I did to you on the plane. Could you give us some cash?
I guess I could spare a little. I'm kind of strapped myself. I'm a slack salesman in between jobs right now. Tomorrow, I have a big job interview with a big Japanese firm. Kind of a last resort, but if I don't get it, I'll probably kill myself.
Well, I don't mean to be unfeeling, but if you do kill yourself, would we have your money?
Well, y'all still have your tickets, don't you? You could just go home.
No, we can't do that. We have a weekend excursion. We can't leave till Sunday.
That's right. See, we have some money being wired to us. It's just that in the meantime, you know, we need some place to stay.
Well, I guess you could come to my hotel with me, explain your situation. But I wasn't spending money on a cab.
Oh, no. That's fine. That's all right. We'd appreciate it. How far is it?
About 18 blocks.
I just can't believe that any chamber of commerce in the world would allow this place to call itself a hotel. It's in the hotel. It's a bunch of shells.
Hey, that's where I'm staying. I'm on a budget.
That's right, Suzanne. We should be grateful. And with the international trade fair in town, we're lucky Sam is willing to share the only shelf left.
Listen, I know I said we could all take turns, but that way nobody's going to sleep. So why don't you two just take the whole cubicle for the whole night?
No, no. You've got your big interview tomorrow. No, we couldn't do that. It would be too much.
I could.
You're going up with her. I know you're tired.
Well, this is ridiculous. We're all tired. I know it's irregular, but who cares? Let's just lie down and go to sleep. We won't even notice that we're lying next to each other.
Okay, but don't ever tell my wife.
Is everybody comfortable?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Lights out.
Would you please take your hand off my breast?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Not you, Julia.
So, Dan, I'm tired. I've had it. Now I need some place to rest my hand. And if you've got something to rest it on, I'm going to use it. Just be quiet and go to sleep.
Just think, Suzanne. Tomorrow we get the car, we get the money. Next day we fly home.
Hallelujah. I am never going anywhere again. I'm not even going in my backyard.
You know, I'm very proud of us. We have been stripped of all civilized necessities, and we did not fall apart.
I fell apart. Most of the time when you thought I was out panhandling, I was just sitting in that big pay toilet crying.
The important thing is we didn't lose our sense of humor. I beg your pardon.
Hey, I'm in a hurry, okay? Besides, you haven't got anything I haven't seen before.
Don't worry, Julia. I'll get her name. She'll be punished.
Anthony, now when you said that we made 400 calls, you were just exaggerating for humorous effect, weren't you?
Yes.
How many phone calls do you think we really made?
350.
We're in trouble. Wouldn't you know it? Now that I think of it, I always did get into trouble on snow days. Which I was in Japan with Suzanne and Julia. Just think of them. Staying in a fancy hotel, living it up.
You know, my share of $350 is not a lot of money for some people, but for me it is. I'm probably going to have to get a second job and sell my corneas.
No, it's not that bad. It's not like those stories you hear about where some kid gets hold of a dial a porn number and spends his parents' entire life savings talking to somebody named Lola. Hey.
What?
You know, I saw this very thing on the news, and you know what happened? The parents called the phone company and told them that it was the work of one wayward child, and the phone company took the charge off the bill. Hey, it's worth a try. Customer service, please. Hello. Yes, I'm calling from 555-8600. And my son has something that he wants to tell you.
I've been a naughty, naughty boy.
That's right. As a matter of fact, we're on our way now to buy some new outfits, so we just have to pick up a money wire.
You ladies are from the American South, aren't you? I very much like the movie Gone with the Wind. It shows the American Southern woman to be demure, helpless, and sweet. And most of all, forgiving. Very much like the Japanese woman.
Yes, well, there's just one little difference. When a Southern woman walks on a man's back, she means it.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were bringing your car across the bay from the factory, and it fell off the ferry. How do you say in American, your car drowned?
My car fell into the ocean. I can't believe this. It's gone. Everything's gone. 3 days of eating garbage out of vending machines and sleeping with a man we don't even know. And for what? A car at the bottom of the ocean.
I'm very sorry. I'm going to need the spelling of your name. I can't believe we got that same stewardess.
I can't believe I didn't get that job.
I can't believe my car is in the ocean.
Listen, Suzanne, when we get home, Let's not go on and on about what happened. Our vacation's always so horrendous. Makes us look foolish. Let's just say we had a nice time and leave it at that.
Julia, I just want to forget it. What do you think? We'd have people over and show slides? Oh, yes, there's my sister at the Tokyo airport violating a Coke machine.
As long as we're having this discussion, my wife's going to be at the airport. If y'all don't mind, I'd just as soon she don't know that we all slept together.
$670, $680, $690, $700. I can't believe it. We made it. That's every bit of the money for my garage sale.
Well, at least you didn't have to sell your garage. I'll just put this right in this envelope and run it right on down to the phone company.
Okay, but listen, when Suzanne and Julia come in, not a word. They would just think that we are too irresponsible ever to be left alone again. And, of course, obviously, we are.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Did you have a great time?
It was very stimulating.
Well, where's that car?
Oh, Anthony, they'll let you bring it with you. You know, Julia, I think I'll just go on upstairs with you and freshen up a little bit before I go home.
Where's your luggage?
Oh, it's coming. It was delayed. How's everything been around here?
Real quiet.
Oh, actually, it's been boring.
Well, it's sure nice to be home.
Well, it's just great to have you home.